Warren Reichel, by the way, does join us right now. Windsor Spitfire's owner and general manager. First of all, Warren, congratulations, sir. How does it feel this morning?
Hey, Jeff. All good. Excited. Real good news, especially for the city of Windsor and in the region to host such a great event, MasterCard Memorial Cup. It's unbelievable.
More importantly, what's your team going to be like?
John, good, good. But, you know, it's a year. I do have a year to get ready for it. Hope, thank God the game's not tonight. as you know, it's a very competitive league, John, and it's excellent. And you're from Windsor, and the fans are demanding. We just don't want to host. We want to try to win, obviously. But, you know, a lot of things. Some stuff can get done in the summer. Some stuff can get done later at the trade deadline. But our team's pretty good going in, obviously, with the headliners, the three first-round picks this year, Stanley, Sergachev, and Brown. You know, our two young guns, Velarde and Mikey DiPietro, and Nets. So our team's trending upwards with under the Rocky Thompson and his staff, and 40 wins this year, and I think we're going to be a pretty good team next year.
Warren, talked to Brent Sutter earlier this year, and he started building his team for the Memorial Cup last season, started making moves. Were you confident enough at any point this year that I think we're going to get this so we can start doing things, or have you waited until you actually got it and now you can start doing things to enhance your roster?
You know, we did a few things. I think you got to look back to the 15 OHL draft meeting. When I drafted Logan Stanley, then I had a chance to add Logan Brown. Those are two, obviously, big pieces. They'll be in their third year next year when we try to win the thing. So there will be mature players. You know, obviously, Christian Fisher, getting him. He'll be a great player at 19 years old for us. But, yes, we did. Back to the draft when we knew we had those high picks, with Velarde second overall, Mike DiPietro first pick of the second round. And then obviously Sergachev, adding him with a high import draft. Obviously the OHL Defenseman of the Year, he's going to be great next year. So yes, you do think about it. As the year went on, I made some moves to stockpile some draft picks, which will enable the club to acquire a couple 19-year-olds down the stretch. So it's a lot different than our other teams, but yes, you do think of it. For sure.
You mentioned your three guys who will likely go in the first round of the NHL draft. I know you also own the rights to another player who may go, and that's Clayton Keller.
Uh-huh.
He may go to university.
Uh-huh.
Warren, I'm sure our friend Warren Reichel would
Big
like
news.
Him to be a Windsor
Big news,
Spitfire.
Warren. Big news, Warren. Here we go.
A, is, do you have anything to tell us on that front? And B, does this improve your ability to lure Keller?
Well, we just had the press conference live stream to his home. but no, this kid is special. You guys all saw at World Under 18 and other events. He's a very special player, and I hope it does. I mean, our fans are really excited for him to come. Obviously, a lot has to do with the draft, but he's an elite player. You know, my personal beliefs is that he will never finish 4 years of school. The team will get him and, you know, turn him pro before that. Secondly, if he comes to our league, he'll probably play close to 100 games next year with NHL rules, you know, 7-game series, getting used to the grind of playing so many games. So Logan Brown's his best friend, too, as you guys know. So that might help, but just wait and see. Obviously respecting the process and wait and see what team picks them. But, geez, if you go Logan Brown and Clayton Keller, 1-2 centerman, you're might
okay.
be as good as anybody.
What is this, a recruiting video?
Yeah, send this to the parents whenever the show goes off the air.
I thought Logan Brown was Jacob Chychrun's best friend. Are you going to get Chychrun, too, because they're all of Logan Brown's friends?
Sorry, I need some picks back, Warren.
Yeah, I don't think they'll part with Chychrun. He's a great player, too. But it's all interesting, but hopefully – we can do that. You know, we've done it before with some guys, you know, Cam Fowler, and it's worked out good. So we're hoping, and a great player, and I think the city is excited to, if we could add a player like that.
You know, London will probably have three players selected in the first round. Mississauga, certainly two, maybe as many as three as well. You'll have three selected in the first round. We may have 1/3 of this year's draft occupied by three OHL teams. And I do wonder about the three for your squad, Warren. Any of these, and maybe Sergachev is the right answer, anyone close to playing in the NHL next season in your estimation?
Oh, geez. That's a good, you know, you're not the first person to ask me that. And, you know, sometimes it wonders, it scares you a bit. But, you know, the NHL is such a great league. And if you're ready, you play. Like, you guys talk about players all the time, the Mariners. You know, they'll tell you when you're ready. But it depends on the timing of a team. We never thought we'd lose Josh Bailey who was number 11 to New York Islanders when we won the Memorial Cup. He actually made it as under. We never thought that. It's all about timing. Neither did we thought Cam Fowler would go. He was 11th pick, I believe. But
wow.
These guys, they leave. You know, it's a young man's league. People want to put that $975,000 salary in there and you know, for the cap reasons. And these kids are maturing earlier. But I think the big guy, Sergachev, would be the one. But it all depends on what a team needs. You know, like I said about, if you guys remember, Niedermeyer retired. All of a sudden, Anaheim picked Fowler.
Oh, yeah.
He goes right in. So it's different. Hopefully, that's not the case. Hopefully, the NHL team does look at the situation where, hey, he can go to Windsor, he can play, he can hopefully be a champion. He can play under a good coach like Rocky Thompson and develop. No sense rushing him. Some other teams had different thoughts, as you guys know.
Sure.
You talk to GMs and scouts every day. People have different looks at things and the way to do things.